The balconies, they get plenty of sun, and of course there's more air here, but I'll have to water the plants well when it gets hot. So far it's been too cold to linger out there. Beyond, to my right, there are pussy willows waving in the breeze, a young laurel in bud, and a blaze of yellow forsythia in someone's front garden. I can just see the Brighton Road and the lights of cars in rush hours, but it's not near enough to be noisy. There are all kinds of trees in the background, in every direction, with the blank end of a block of flats giving a little shade, but no windows and not intrusive, and not very close, not as close as that the wall was in my lower flat. At first I wondered about the birds, but this evening I saw a blackbird on the end jutting out wall where I'd hopefully put a few crusts, and I think that the birds will soon be visiting. It's strange that this year, for the first time, I had a pair of chaffinches come to the bird table downstairs, but I won't be there to feed them, will I? Flats usually are empty for a few weeks between tenancies. They belong to a housing association who very carefully vet new tenants, but I guess I'll be having some bird visitors soon. The wet days at present must be very hard on them. I'm lucky, aren't I? Undercover all the time. In fact, I'm very lucky to get this flat. I do realise that. A front balcony from my flat with my front door looks across our road to the horse chestnut trees, which are showing shoots and buds. Yes, although it's been tricky these last few days, I know spring will come. I must rush this off for Frank to use, so I'll say goodbye now. And I wish everybody who was wanting another home was as lucky as I am. And of course that includes dear Lily. More another time. So I'll say love now from Margaret, and good luck and happiness to you all. And let's hope the weather will be.